Welcome to Lasting Truth, a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Sweet Hills, in Banning, California, where Pastor Ryan Hussein teaches the entire Word of God, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, giving our listeners the opportunity of receiving the full counsel of God. Here's Pastor Ryan.
Good morning. Blessed to be with you guys. Turn with me in your Bibles. We're going to do something a little different this morning. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8, please. Romans chapter 8, beginning in verse 37. Father, we come before you again this morning with just great gratitude for who you are and for all that you've done. You are the one true living God. There are no other gods but you. You're the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of Moses and Aaron and Joshua and Caleb, the God of the Apostle Peter, James, and John, and Paul, and whom we're studying this morning. Father, and you are our God, and you have blessed us because of your Son, Jesus, whom you sent into the world to save us, to die on the cross for our sins. And on the third day, you raised him from the dead, and he's at your right hand even now making intercession for us. Father, remove hardness of heart. Remove any pride in us, Lord. Give us your meekness and humility to receive your word. Father, pour out your grace. May it be all of you and none of me. In Jesus' name we pray, and together we say,
Amen.
Amen. All right, so yesterday I had the pleasure, the honor of teaching the men's conference at Calvary Chapel Corona, and I thought I'd summarize it to you so that you can hear what I shared there. I did it for first service. I do have 2 Corinthians chapter 5 well and done here, but I just summarized it in the first service. And there was no time for 2 Corinthians 5. So let's see what we do this morning. Amen? And so the theme of the men's conference yesterday was super conquerors, from the verse here in Romans 8:37 that says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And that is a verse that has been inspiring Christians for 2,000 years. Amen? That yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And super conquerors is a good translation to this verse. It's above conquering. It means literally to vanquish beyond, to gain a decisive victory over the enemy, over a foe. In other words, there's nothing left. And this is the sense that every believer should have towards the kingdom of Jesus Christ, in which we're a part of if you've placed your faith in him. We're part of the kingdom of light that is so powerful, so incredibly powerful, that as the word says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. That's a beautiful verse, but it's almost an understatement. Like we can't fathom how greater the power of the kingdom of our God is. And this is why Jesus said, do not fear him who can kill the body, but afterwards do nothing. Fear him who after he kills the body can send the soul to hell. God is all powerful. And we give too much credit to Satan. And, you know, it comes out like the boogeyman, and we see his destructiveness all around the world throughout history, and it's dark and it's wicked and it's destructive and all of those things. But when we look at the reality of the power of our King, the demons tremble at his name. And all of that power and all of those resources are really at our disposal as children of Jesus Christ. More than conquerors, that's who we are as believers. That's who we need to be. And the key words in this verse is through him. It's through him. We can do nothing in and of ourselves. It is Jesus Christ who is the conqueror of our souls. Amen. There have been many conquerors throughout human history. Many, but none can hold a candle to our Lord. He died on the cross for our sins. He was buried. He rose from the dead on the third day for our justification. He took care of the power of sin and death that kept us in bondage all of those years. I think we got to remember this morning, without a doubt, that God has given us power over sin and death. We're no longer in bondage to the old man or the old woman when we live for ourselves. What we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, what we're going to wear, that's all life is to those who do not know God. We as believers, God has made us new creations where we have his spirit in our hearts by which we cry out, Abba, Father. And now we live for him. Not what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, what we're going to do. But now we live lives fully dependent on the Lord. And we say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. No longer living for our own will. And the Apostle Paul would say concerning the victory that Jesus gives us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 54, he says, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. No longer do we need to be afraid of death. No longer do we have to question what happens when we die. To the believer, we have eternal life. We transfer from one body into a new heavenly body because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. He has given us the victory. Those who don't know him, God help them. Those who don't know him, we hope that they hear the message from us, as if God is pleading through us as ambassadors. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Give your life to Jesus Christ. That's the message, right? But he's the conqueror. We're not the conquerors in and of ourselves. We can do nothing. The psalmist said in Psalm 62, verse 9, he said, surely men of low degree are a vapor. Men of high degree are a lie. If they are weighed on the scales, they are altogether lighter than vapor. We can do nothing in and of ourselves. The real conqueror is Jesus Christ. And as sons and daughters of him, that makes us more than conquerors, more than just vanquishing the enemy. Man, we're going beyond that. There ain't nothing left of them. These words have been penned by the Apostle Paul, who we love because he was a big sinner saved by grace. There's hope for all of us. He considered himself the chief of sinners. He said, concerning himself, I am not even worthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of Jesus Christ. We come from bad backgrounds, a lot of us. We've done a lot of bad things. However, none of us, I don't believe, have ever arrested Christians and dragged them off to dungeons. None of us have ever held the coats of those who were stoning the first martyr, Stephen, to watch him die and vote countless times that others would die for their faith in Jesus Christ. That is what the Apostle Paul used to do before he came to Jesus Christ. He was a persecutor of the church. And so we love him because we see God's grace in his life. But he penned these words. And you know, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. He penned those by the Spirit of God to you, to I, to be inspired. But yet he was the type of man who admitted his weaknesses, which also gives us hope, because we often think of the Apostle Paul as a super saint, but he was a man just like you and I with fleshly temptations. He would say in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, and I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness. I was with you in fear and in much trembling. I love that about Paul. He acknowledged in himself he was a very weak man. He understood in his walk with the Lord that it was only God's strength that kept him going. It was only through God that he can be a conqueror. In fact, he spoke of his disability that the Lord allowed him to have. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 through 8, he said, "And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure." And so the Lord allowed Satan to buffet, to hurt Paul the apostle with some physical ailment. They believe it was his eyes because he told the Philippian church, "You would have given me your eyes if I asked for them." And so Satan was allowed to buffet him so that the apostle Paul would keep his pride in check and he would remain humble before the Lord, because pride is the ultimate sin. And it's wicked. And so the Lord allowed him to have this physical ailment so that he would be humble. But he shows to us his weakness in that same section of scripture, the second half of it. He says, "Lest I be exalted above measure concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.'" A weak man, admittedly, but strong through Christ. "Yet in all these things," he said, "we are more than conquerors through him," through Jesus, "who died on the cross for us, who loved us." The Apostle Paul, who admitted he was weak, as he experienced the strength and power of God in his weakness, he would pen other words that would just bring such comfort to us. Everybody loves Philippians 4:13. I mean, everybody. I haven't met one Christian who says, "Nah, that's not a very nice verse." We love it. And what does it say? "For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He is the conqueror. He is the one that strengthens us. And in the context of Romans chapter 8 and the end of Romans chapter 7, Paul is teaching over having victory over our flesh, over our bodies. Well, when we gave our life to Jesus Christ, our souls were redeemed, but our bodies were not. Our bodies are evil and want nothing more than to wreck the relationship we have with our God. Our bodies are evil. We got to just call a spade a spade. I said ours, not just mine. Yours too. Our bodies are trying to kill our relationship with Jesus Christ. Don't worry about reading your Bible or praying or worshiping the Lord today. Worry about the bills. Worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear, what everybody thinks of you and what you think about everybody. Do thy will today. You deserve it. You're tired. That's the flesh. Paul speaks extensively on the reality that we are more than conquerors over our flesh through Christ. In Romans chapter 7, verse 18 through 19, you can look at it in your Bibles. He says, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not do, that I practice." And so here he says that there is nothing good in his flesh. The Apostle Paul, who is a representative of our King, our Savior Jesus Christ. He said these things about his body, his flesh. In Romans 7, verse 21 through 25, he continues, I find then a law that evil is present with me. The one who wills to do good, that's him. He wills to do what's right. But there is evil present with him, he says. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, but I see another law in my members, that's his body, his flesh, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, he says, who will deliver me from this body of death? He says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. The Apostle Paul understood that evil was present with him. Every day, if we're going to conquer our flesh, walk in the Spirit, we have to call it what it is. Our body wants to destroy our walk with Jesus Christ. Our body is trying to destroy our walk with Jesus Christ. Now we know who to fight. You already know that Satan wants to destroy your walk with Jesus Christ. But many Christians are, what's wrong with me? I just do bad all the time. I don't care. And I don't want to go to church. I don't want to pray. I don't want to read my Bible. What's wrong with me? No, you forgot what it says in Romans 7 and 8. Evil is present with us. Our bodies are trying to kill our walk with the Lord. And that's why so many people out there listening to their bodies do not go to church regularly. Do not go to prayer. Do not want to get too involved, want to keep Jesus at a distance. If you're going to heaven, you don't want to keep Jesus at a distance. Amen. I don't understand that. And it's not biblical. What has he done for us but died on the cross? There, and who will save us from these bodies? He answers the question. It's him. It's Jesus Christ. Romans 8:1. Paul says, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. There is that, you know, given verse right there. It's, in other words, it's a given. What I'm trying to say is that God says that verse 1 in Romans 8:1, he says it like it's a given. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ. That's a given. Jesus takes away our condemnation. He takes away our sin through his blood, what he did on the cross for us. But the given part is this. We who believe in him, we do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. To God, that's a given. Oh, you're a believer in Christ? Cool, you walk in the Spirit. That's what you do. Oh, you believe in Christ, but you don't walk in the Spirit. That's an oxymoron. The flesh is winning. Ducks quack. Cows moo. Christians walk by the Spirit. That means we walk a moment by moment relationship with the Lord. Man, Lord, thank you for this cracker. Thank you for this Snickers bar. Thank you for the weather. Thank you for the gas in my car. Wow, Lord. Air smells fresh today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I woke up. I mean, moment by moment. Man, Lord, thank you. I hit a bunch of 3-point shots. It's just everything. Everything. Moment by moment, the way it was in the garden before the fall. Lord, look at these crazy dinosaurs. Look at this. You know, they were nice back then. Friendly. You hung out. Adam and Eve enjoyed the presence of the Lord, the goodness of his creation. They experienced God's love moment by moment. That's what Jesus brought back. Oh, you're a Christian? Then you don't walk in the flesh. You walk in the Spirit. It's a given. Oopsie daisy. It's a given. It should be a given. Romans 8:5. You see it over here? Romans 8:5. For those who live according to the flesh, they set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Jesus said, don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. These are the things that the Gentiles, the non-believers, that all they think about is themselves. God knows you have need of these things, these physical needs. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all that other stuff will be added to you. We have to put the Lord first in everything. That is walking in the Spirit. It's developing your relationship with God moment by moment, every single day. And setting your mind on the things of heaven, not on the things of this world. In Romans 8, 12 through 13, Paul says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors. We owe. A debtor is someone who owes. So God is saying, hey, okay, basically salvation was free. He paid the price for us. All we have to do is believe. But faith without works is dead. Jesus then requires us, as he does to everyone he encountered in the Gospels, follow me. Follow me. Our job is to be obedient to the Lord because he saved us. If he has saved you, if you've given him your life, you will respond by following him moment by moment by moment. We are incredibly indebted to Christ. I can't even put it in, can you put it in other words? How much do we owe Jesus for what he's done for us? How much is the ticket to get us out of hell and send us into eternity in the heavenly places with the Lord? What is that worth? What is his blood worth to us? He says, then walk in the Spirit, moment by moment. Not our will be done, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not my timing, God's timing. Not my money, God's money. Not my house, God's house. Not my will, his will. That's Christianity. If you still want to do your own will, I pray and I beg that you would fall to your knees and beg Jesus, give me the kind of heart where I am willing to die to myself and take up my cross and follow you, because, Lord, I don't have it right now. Change my heart. To love the things that you love, to love you more than anything, and to hate evil, or even the appearance of evil, to hate excuses, to hate excuses. Calvary Chapel Corona, they had the wonderful portrait of Jesus on his knees with the cross, and the crown of thorns. You know that, you've all seen that painting. And it just, he's our example of when it gets tough, we don't stop. We persevere. I know our flesh tells us, you deserve a break. You're different. I can tell you're different. You need a break. They don't understand you. That church sure don't. That pastor sure don't. No, I read the scriptures, and it says when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who endured the cross for us. We are debtors, Romans 8:12, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. We're debtors to live according to the Spirit. And we're told that if we live according to the Spirit.
Thank you for joining us today at Lasting Truth Radio. If you're in the area, come out and join us for Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. or Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. We are located at 3035 West Nicollet Street in Banning, California. You can also find us on YouTube or Instagram. If you would like to donate to our program, please do so on our website at ccsweethills.org and hit the online giving tab. We hope you will continue to tune in as we journey through the entire Word of God with the teaching of Pastor Ryan Hussein at Calvary Chapel, Sweet Hills. We adore.